Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news on The Fan again, brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcast. The Commanders informed center Nick Gates, who signed a three-year deal with the team last offseason, that they will release him at the start of the new league year in mid-March. Gates is due not even $2 million guaranteed for the coming season. They obviously benched him last year. The Rivera group signed him to be their starting center. They swung and missed.
Damn.
Nick Gates is now being released, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. So he is the third player to be cut by the team today. They did not announce in their original press release this afternoon his name, but Schefter says this is not happening today. They've told him that at the start of the league year, he will be released.
So if they cut him with a pre-June 1st designation, That's like next to no savings at all. It's a $5 million plus dead cap hit. They would save $333,000 on the cap. Post June 1st, you split it up a little bit, you get a couple million bucks back. But that's message sent right there. That's a, we don't think you can play for us, and we have no interest in you taking up space in our locker room. Wow.
That one surprises me, dude. That one's way less, I think, money related to your point, because they're not making cash in that transaction.
Yeah,
right?
That's a, your services are not required.
Which, you know, I hate to say it that way. We've talked to him. Good dude. I didn't think he was awful. First of all, he struggled, no doubt about it. But he was playing through some injury. He came back and played later in the year, played a little better. But it didn't work, full stop. So that means they've cut their fourth, sixth, and seventh highest paid players in cap number today. Three of their top seven.
That is, what is the phrase I'm looking for? House cleaning. this is a new regime.
But it's almost like they, damn, you know, they're acting like, you know, if they had $2 million in cap space and they're just freeing up a bunch of money to go spend. Like, no, they already had $80 million that they weren't going to spend. Peters came on our show. He's like, yeah, that's a big number you just cited to me. We're not going to spend all that. But let's just keep freeing up more. Why not?
Because this is more about, we want guys at that expense level that we want, not mistakes of the past. We don't want football players in here that we don't think can play for us. That's what this is. Now, it puts extra pressure, right? I was tweeting with somebody a little bit earlier in the program. I'm at Funny Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. You know, I sort of wish the point that they were making was, I wish they had a solution here before you make some of these moves. And I can understand that reservation, maybe the trepidation that you won't be able to find someone as good. Moving on from these three guys right now tells me, and I wonder what your interpretation is, Jeeps, they don't think very highly of these three at all in terms of their ability to play for this team, not only this year, but in future years. And it's, I don't mean to beat up on these guys. It's not personal. But their evaluation is, trust us, we'll do better. You know what I mean? Like, this is a, we've got no problem filling these voids that we're creating for ourselves. You move on from Trent Williams in his prime, yeah, you made a void. You made a big damn hole, and it's going to be hard to fill it. This is one of those things where they go, we'll do this now, and we'll be just fine.
Yeah, I think it should be noted, though, that while, yes, I think it's an indictment on what they thought of these three guys helping them this season, two of them are 33, and injuries are a factor, right? Yep. Leno's going to have hip surgery, it sounds like. Logan Thomas, the last couple of seasons, has been working his way back from a real serious knee injury and then banged up and missed, I don't remember what I said, 17 games over 3 years, something like that. 15 games over 3 years. I mean, Nick Gates, I think it's a different story. Like, two of those guys had been proven starters who played at a high level for them. But, yeah, I think that's what you're seeing is they're looking at – they did their evaluation. They looked at the tape. This new staff has been doing their self-scout. You and I were at the building a couple of weeks ago, and we talked to all the assistants. I left there after our show at 6:50 at night. It was dark out. I was leaving the building after packing up all the wires and doing everything I had to do, and I drove through the past the building. On all those windows, you had assistant coaches staring at screens with game film playing.
Yeah, it was actually a great picture. I tried to take it, but I couldn't really get the light, and a fox actually ran right past me in the parking lot. I got scared and jumped in my car. That's a true story, by the way. But it was beautiful. If you're a fan, if you care about this stuff, it's the kind of thing I would have loved to have seen as a teenager, someone in my 20s. You know, every row, it's all dark pretty much everywhere in the building, except you could see that warm neon glow from inside, right, as everybody's clearly watching film.
Yeah, and so they've put their thoughts together, and I think pretty clearly, looking at what guys made and what they were going to pay them, they decided we could do better, cheaper. I just, as I said going to break a few minutes ago, I think it sounds good to say we're not going to have a spending spree. And I think that's a good precedent to set if you don't want to be a team that's built on free agency. You want to be draft first. You want to send that message. You don't want people expecting that you're shopping at the top of the market, what have you. That's great. When you cut three of the top seven cap number guys on your roster, when you already had the most cap space, and we're talking about your punter now moving up. I've been saying eighth. Now your punter's your seventh highest paid player on your team. Get ready. They're going to spend money, whether they want to or not. They can't not. They're going to bring in a slew of starters because they just need to.
Yes.
You need 53 guys on the team, and some of them are going to have to be pretty good at football. Like that's just
right.
How this is going to
happen.
You
don't get to say it by simply not having the position filled, like a lot of companies do, you know, where they fire someone and don't rehire the position. Like you can't morph departments. You know what I mean? Like the running back can't also be the D tackle.
Nick Gates, Charles Leno, Logan Thomas out for the Commanders. They're respectively, in Leno's case, fourth, Thomas's case, sixth, and Gates's case, seventh highest paid players against the cap when the day began. I thought that the Leno decision was very indicative and telling, by the way, on the offensive line and how seriously they were going to take addressing that position. You tell me if I'm wrong, but Gates easily could have just been depth. They wouldn't have had to cut him. He doesn't make a lot of money. You've got nothing but money. He can play guard and center. Tell me if you've heard this before. He's got position flex, okay? He really, really does, okay? But, I mean, these were two of the guys that were primary starters for you, even though he got benched at one point. But I just think this speaks very, very loudly, and I'm excited about it, to them essentially saying that the status quo of how they went about the offensive line is not going to work here, that they're going to do things a little bit differently.
Yeah, again, I think that's a sharp way to look at it. To me, it's twofold, right? I know I've already brought this point up before, but doing it now this early, A, you're doing a courtesy to veterans, right? Giving them a chance to, you know, be early in the process instead of cutting a guy late and making it harder for him to catch on with the team. But you're very confident that you can do better. Even though there's great uncertainty in this tackle market, for example. There's uncertainty probably in every market that you're going to be a part of. It's a comfort feeling where we think so little of this group that we're moving on from at this stage that even if we don't get our first, second, third, 10th, 15th, 18th choice, we'll be better off without these guys either on our payroll in terms of cap savings or in terms of on our roster at all in terms of Gates. And second fold, I think you're 100% right. It does signify that this isn't just, we're not doing placeholders. We're not just going to do, well, this guy's okay. They're not shooting for okay, I don't think, when it comes to that offensive line position. As we've seen, a weakness here relatively over the last couple of seasons, despite Rivera taking over a top 10 group, depending on your ranking system, and he was trumpeting that to everybody, by the way, who would listen, it's now not very good, and it's a group that needs dramatic improvement, and I think this group sees that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.